it's almost like it's perfectly timed for someone's pickaxe strike. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of D&D Valiant Odyssey. I am your host and Dungeon Master, Aaron, and I'm sitting around the table with the Forgotten Four, who are about to introduce their characters to you once again and answer an amazing question that I've pre-given them so they can prepare for it. So your answers are going to be absolutely amazing today. The question that you're going to ask, or answer rather, is if you had to swap your legs with the legs of any animal, which animal would that be?
All right, any animal. Gorgonbord was going to go with elephant feet. sorry, we got feet or legs? Stealth. Legs, full legs. Yeah, elephant legs, absolutely, because he's not stealthy. And look, if there's just another way to stomp people, hell yeah.
And they can hold a ton of weight, mate. What's not to love?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what else? They're thick. Thick.
Yeah.
And what is Gorgonbord, for those of us who don't remember?
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Yeah, we missed the whole first session of the morning, guys.
Hey, I'm Jacko. I play Gorgonbord, a half-orc barbarian. And yeah, elephant feet.
I'll just elephant cut them legs around in post. Yeah, yeah. Flick it around. Easy peasy.
Switch right. Swap.
Next up, we have Trent.
G'day, I'm Trent, and I'm playing Baron Barnabas, a Goliath fighter, level 9. And if he had to switch his legs with that legs of any animal, have you ever seen a tiger on one of those documentaries and just the muscles rippling down there? Yeah, that'd be it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Just like just the predatory, you know, just the
I feel like Barnabas would also look good in orange and black.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that aesthetic is just nice. All right, we're going to skip Rob and go to Brett because by the looks of his facial features, he's had tiger as well, so you can think of another one.
That was me.
All right, Brett, you're up.
My name is Brett. I play Morven Othranas, Evocation, High Elf Wizards. He would go spider legs because if you're going to do new legs, you may as well want climb up a wall.
I hate that so much.
That's fucking wall.
So in the library, it's like you want to jump the queue. You just climb on the ceiling.
You want a book from the top shelf?
Easy.
Sure. Go and get one, mate. That is like so creepy for Morven too. It just ups his creepy level to 1,000. I'm Aaron. I'm your dungeon master, and the legs that I would replace my own with is an octopus leg. For two reasons.
Just one. Just one. No.
Then you'd be a snake. I'd have all of the octopus legs, and the reason
is yes, all leg.
You get all the suckers as well. It'd be like Stewie from the very first episode of Family Guy.
Oh.
And yeah, whenever my son looks at me, he'd go, because that's how he says octopus. So that'd be fun. Back to Rob.
Hello, I'm Rob. And I play Rengar the Moonlit, the High Elf Ranger Rogue, level 9. He would have replaced his legs with tiger legs too, but he has a rethink.
Himself, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm going to go with like bird, like falcon ones, because I figured for one, they're skinny and quick, and for two, some extra slashing damage from claws is fucking handy. So
why not? Rengar
and three,
skips.
It'd be funny to see a backwards knee on a person.
I'm just saying Rengar skip leg day for his life.
Yeah. And four, they taste very good with 11 herbs and spices.
I want some chicken.
I'm a chicken hawk, eh? So last time you guys left off, you guys were venturing into the mine under the mountain of some fire giant people that you had previously found had enslaved Barnabas's Goliath folk herd. You are going into this mountain for a reason. You had tracked down Karen, the student of a master craftsman named Tiro, who built Gorgonbord's hammer. And Karen instructed you that you could reforge Rengar's blade in a mountain forge with the crown of a king and quenching the blade in the blood of the intended user. Now, funnily enough, a forge was well within your distance to travel. But before you did so, you were interrupted rudely by a member of the Unseen who had tracked you down from Cadmia that you guys had exposed, and he blew himself up upon his discovery. So you know that eyes are upon you in the north as you ventured into this mining cavern. You stealthed quite successfully throughout the place, and you found that Baron Barnabas's people had been enslaved to work the mine. And whilst you were walking through this area, you were discovered despite your invisibility and your pass without trace. But due to some quick thinking and superior intellect, you were able to push these two giants off of the ledge whilst your party was separated. And you guys have now caused a stir within the mine, and you are panicking to get back to each other, and that's where we jump in. Rengar, over 200 feet away from your party, mm-hmm. around a different corridor, mm-hmm. and you're currently standing in a very well-masoned area that you can see as you look towards your north.
Mm-hmm.
There is a straight shot pathway with extremely well-masoned stone walls around the sides that go up into a cavernous roof. You can see an opening about 80 feet down that leads into a viewing platform, one similar to the one you left your party at on the other side. As you look up towards you, after hearing this noise and panicking, the telepathic link still going with your party, you watch as two immense fire giants round the corner and begin to search through the area trying to find the source of the sound. They are approximately 110 feet away from you,
mm-hmm.
and you can see them just sort of looking at each other, speaking in giant and pointing in different directions.
Mm.
They're very heavily armored and they seem to have two massive swords that you do not want to get in the way of.
Two massive swords?
Mm.
As in one each?
One each.
Okay. I assume I'm quite heavily obscured in a corner, yep. backed away, yep. like out of sight.
Yep.
Or in some darkness where Rengar likes to be.
So you've melded into the shadows. Well, there isn't many hiding spaces in these hallways because yep. they are quite geometric,
mm-hmm.
but you are able to dance across through the shadows to try and make yourself unseen.
Mm-hmm.
It seems the sconce light provides some lighting throughout the area.
Yep.
But there is definitely some shadows you can use.
What's going on down there? I've heard some rather large bangs. Are we all good? Like, these guys are on edge now. Like, where are we?
Well, we sound the alarm by dropping some giants over a ledge. I think we got to move away from this site and then regroup. We got to stick together.
Well, these two are massive. There's these huge swords on them. They're ready for some action. So I think you guys better find some cover very quickly.
As you say that, they begin to move southward towards you, approaching 80 to 70 feet towards you. You watch as one goes out to the viewing platform. And the other one goes through a doorway on the other side of the hallway, opens these doors, and you see light flooding through, and then they close again as he enters that way.
Can I?
So the hallway is clear.
See what I could actually perceive past the light. Am I close enough?
You don't have an angle on that room.
Okay, right.
When you say they go out to the viewing platform, is that where we pushed them off?
There is one directly opposite.
Okay.
So there's the one that you're on.
Yep.
And remember, there was like cables and buckets
yes.
throughout, and then a massive drop, which you pushed my giants down. And then over the other side, there was another viewing platform, which was exactly the same. That's the side Rengar's up.
Yep.
As you guys look towards your side, Morven, Barnabas, and Gorgonbord, you begin to hear a commotion. And the commotion is in a language that some of you don't understand. It's in giant, and most of them just seem to be calling out jeers, and you hear the rattling of cage doors. You guys hear that they are not quite as baritone as a giant would be, but they're definitely deep and ferocious. You know immediately, Baron, that these are the slaves that seem to be in an adjacent hallway to you guys, echoing through this hallway. You then hear a booming voice coming from within this chamber in giant that says,
"Silence."
And at that, you hear the jeers begin to stop. You hear the slinging of a blade and the clashing against iron on iron. And you hear the spilling of blood, and then people begin to disperse. But you can hear that some of the individuals are still calling out and jeering as this jailer seems to be going and slashing across all of the bars, and these sounds are just ringing out towards you. You then hear these footsteps, these rhythmic that seem to be coming from the direction that you came. They seem to be ascending that staircase and are just about to pass by the statue that you had hid behind previously.
We should have been moving. We move towards Rengar?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Well, we'll
is Rengar moving towards us?
One giant.
As
so
you're
we
talking,
may...
this giant wheels around the corner and will try to perceive you. You guys are stealthed and invisible. So it continues to just look past you as you guys back yourself up against the wall and you watch as it continues to walk. It makes its way out onto the viewing platform and it bends itself over to look and see you guys on either side of it. Are you doing anything?
Is this an opportunity?
You look at its
look into Morven
large,
for guidance.
Giant rump just moving seductively as it bends over and looks down into the wall.
There's only so much bait you can wave. I telepathic. I say to
is it in the prime position to do exactly
board.
The same thing?
Yeah. On three. Three, two, one. Push.
Do athletics checks, please. It will be opposed.
No, I'm plus 10, so 22.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh, oh, it's 21.
I got 19. Oh. What do you get? Wait, do they go together?
No, it's the average of yours versus mine.
The average.
So you got 20.
So what'd 20 you get? Average.
I got 19, yeah.
19 and?
22.
Okay, so yeah, the average is 20. You missed it by one. All right.
Are you lucky?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, of course I do. Fuck yeah. Oh, look at that. It's a 13. Say, we're good. That's ridiculous.
So he watches this seductively thick giant makes his way looking over the balcony. Barnabas, you immediately go grab a leg and push his torso over and lift him over the other side. Gorgonbort seems his muscles fatigued from the last two giants you pushed over, extends a little bit, sees that he's definitely hurting as he's trying to push this giant over, but he looks towards you, gains some strength from your strength, and you push this giant over and begins to topple his weight down. You hear this, and then you hear this once again.
And with that, I suggest let's move silently through the halls.
Well, let's hug the walls and, move towards where Rango went so we can regroup.
Once they realize how many have been knocked off, they're just not going to be happy.
Well, there's going to be like one,
2 left. As you look down, you can see...
Surely.
As you look down, you can see the pile of giants beginning to grow. You can see one grotesquely bent in its form as many of its bones had been broken. The second one seems to have impaled itself on part of the armor of the first one that you dropped. And the third one seems to have had a squishy enough landing upon its comrades that you can see it's still sort of groggily moving. You watch as it looks back up towards you.
Oh.
And then it looks around at all of these Goliaths and giants that look towards it. And he says, "What are you looking at?" He gets up and he says over towards one of the giants. And they start to whisper something towards each other that you guys can't see.
How many giants are down in that slave pit?
Now there is six. There was five. Okay. Two are dead. So five alive. Six now that this one's
so
crawled itself
5.5.
up.
5.5.
Yeah.
That's the ones we can see.
So we'll head back towards try to regroup with Rengar.
Yep.
I think there's still one between Rengar and our party.
Yeah, he's just sort of looking out over the edge right now. So
yeah.
You remember, Rengar, as you ran horizontally across this map, east to west, you remember passing by this large foyer-like entrance and you saw two giants conversing in that area. As you listen, they seem to have gone silent. So whether they're staying there, they don't seem to be approaching you, at least.
Okay.
Do we know that, or is that just Rengar?
Rengar knows that. He'd have to relay it.
Rengar, we're coming to you. We'll meet halfway.
If you're on the way, as you pass the hallway, you... Just be careful. There's two on guard. I'm not sure their exact position, but they were guarding a large door down the end of that corridor. I can see one here looking out on the balcony. He's just turned his head to another loud thud, I assume, was your doing.
Yeah, another one may have bit the dust.
We're moving towards you. If you could move towards us, that'd beat it up.
Yep.
As you say that, and you watch the giant that was peering over the balcony in front of you, Rengar, exit and begin to move southward towards you. Can you please roll a stealth check, please? You get your path with that, Trace. So he gets a 21. And what did you get?
36.
Okay, yeah. So as he passes by, you can hear him smelling and sniffing and looking around as he does so. His sword seems to be drawn in a very defensive sort of stance. And you can see as he passes, there is a heat that radiates off this individual. You can see the cracks of his armor seem to radiate this molten sort of energy. And his sword is about a foot wide and sharpened on either side. It's like a definite busting blade. He wheels around the corner that you had previously come by and begins moving east to west across that corridor towards your allies as he begins to move and try to investigate that other platform where three of his allies had fallen.
He's on the way and he's looking for something. He's definitely on edge. So I'm not too sure if was there another path up or is it straight towards me?
It's pretty much like a horseshoe. So you guys went down, or you went down and then across and then back up again. It seems to horseshoe around the ore processing chamber below.
So can they go the opposite way to that? Is that...
The opposite way, if they travel north, they go to that statue you hid behind.
Yes, yep.
And then it goes east-west again and then straight back down, and that's the storage chamber and then the way down to the mine.
Right, again, okay. Yep.
But to your south down that way is the prisoner exchange also.
We go to the prisoner exchange and ask someone there to show us where the...
I feel stealth kind of went out the window.
Over the edge.
So should we...
We got to find this crown first before we go start a rebellion.
Well, I was more thinking prison riot as distraction to draw guards as we take care of King
versus doing that and while we're getting Karen to
like if we,
cling clang.
We're killing the king and he calls 5-6 plus guards to him, then we'll have a time frame again.
Don't need to kill the king, we just need a bit of his crown.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
The giant wheels the corner towards your south and you can see it 90 feet away from you. You back up against the side again.
Yep.
And you watch as he looks down the hallway, doesn't move, and in giant you hear him say,
"Call the mage."
It echoes through the area.
they're calling a mage or a translate for the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Should I put my hand up or?
No, the giant is, they're calling a giant mage. Oh yeah, you can put your hand up. Why not?
So is he just standing there or
seems
is he...
like he's just standing there and he's in a guarded position. He seems wary to walk forward down this area knowing that there's probably something down there based on his intuition, but he's not proceeding without a mage, it seems.
So he's between Rengar and us, so we can't quite regroup.
Well, is his voice loud enough to hear? Is it booming?
It seems to boom through this area unnaturally, so you would probably know more than that they're being prestidigitated or something along those lines.
Thaumaturgy.
Can you...
Thaumaturgy, yes.
Thaumaturgy.
What would the role be for you trying to pretend to be the mage and calling him over by himself?
You like,
made up here.
Is there another way that we could go? Like, can we go back down?
So your options are, you can go back the way you came and try and access the prisoner area. You can go back the way you came and go to the mine and try to hide in the mine. You can jump across the balcony into one of the processing or conveyor belts and carts. Or you can try and stealth past the giant.
Yep.
Well, is there, from the balcony, is there like a cable that we can hold on to basically...
There is definitely not one that you can just hold on to and go. You would have to make a check to try and either time the bucket that's under you or jump to grab the one that's above you. But you can see there is a spider web of these different sorts of cables and chains, and the clicking through this area is constant. You can see some of them filled with ore, some of them filled with waste rock, and they just seem to be moving through this area. You can also see some of them go into the frame of the cavern and then just disappear into darkness. You don't know where they go.
But is there one that would take us across to Rengar's viewing platform?
There's one that would get you close.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we try that.
Well, it'd be three of us checking and trying to succeed, or Rengar, there's a cable. Could he come back the other way?
You could. There's enough of these that you could navigate your way across. It would just take a few checks to do so.
Well, Rengar, we're going to jump on some cables and try... meet back at your balcony side.
Alrighty.
So as you guys begin to formulate this plan through your mental connection, you guys, Gorgonbort, Barnabas, and Morven watch as the giant that seems to be guarding this hallway is then met with this golden glow that seems to be emanating an aura from something that's approaching behind. You see it first, Rengar. You see this scraggly, red-bearded, dark-skinned, hunched-over-looking giant that seems to have been quite large in his day, but has hunched over so much that he's almost horizontal 90 degrees, and he seems to be moving across on this staff, and you hear it just bang on the stone each time. As he swings this aura, you watch as there is a magical shimmer that goes across the ground this way and that, almost like a spotlight or anti-magic field, you may guess, Morven, and you watch as both of these giants look towards each other, and you hear in giant they say,
"Three, dead in the ore processing chamber. There's something up there. Intruders, perhaps."
And you watch as the elderly gentleman in an older giant dialect says,
"They won't be hidden for long."
You watch as they continue to move forward.
I relay that to the group, that the third one must have succumbed from his injuries downstairs as well, so... we've been very successful with pushing them off the hill. I'm going to tie a rope to Brett, to Morven.
Can you just carry me like...
I'll just carry you.
So Morven, you piggyback climb up onto Barnabas's back. And as you do that, Gorgonbort, you're standing there. You watch as these mages continue to close 60 or so feet away.
Yep, I'm going to jump in the bucket and...
I'm ready to catch him.
Roll an athletics check to jump in the bucket.
Ooh. Let's roll with this dice. That's
Come on, big
on
boy,
one.
Don't you fuck this.
Oh.
Well, I hope it's a low DC considering you're just jumping into a bucket below you.
That's what I would think.
You got to time it though, so there is an element of
yes.
Yeah, well, trickery. That's look. It's a C plus.
is it more than a 15?
Do you want it to be more than 15?
Do you?
No, that's an 11.
Okay, so here's what you guys see, Barnabas and Morven. You carry each other, and you begin to fly 10 to 15 feet outward. The ground below you leaves, and you can see below is the smoke and dust and molten rising up from the mine. You can hear it working below you. Gorgonbort, as you dive, you outstretch your arms in an attempt to Assassin's Creed dive off of this into the bucket. And as you flip, you watch as you just barely miss it. The bucket just cranes below you as your feet flip, and you look down. You can see that the ground is approaching you faster and faster. You are falling.
I quickly grab my hemp that just happens to be in my backpack and I throw it at one of the ropes as if like to get it over, and you know what I mean? Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I aim to catch the rope as well if he misses.
Roll a dexterity check. Actually, athletics to throw it. It'll be sleight of hand to catch it, Barnabas, from you.
Okay, sweet. So that's a 19.
What's the first one? 13.
Okay, so as he throws this rope, it sails through the air. You watch as it goes up Gorgon board, and you watch as it snakes back down as you begin to start falling.
I'll start raging.
I'm very angry. I am raging. Can I just get a quick, like, what am I seeing on the way there? Is it just nothing?
You can see that there seems to be a massive pile of ore. There seems to be two bodies of giants. You can see that there is a molten pit that seems to be 30 to 40 feet away from and there are a few giants that seem to be standing around.
Am I falling towards a few giants standing around?
Yeah, commanding Goliaths that seem to be mining.
As this is going, I'm going to deposit more in one of these buckets and then fly down.
If I'm falling and I'm going towards where fucking death, am I falling towards the giants? Like, I'm going to land on them?
You could position yourself to either fall on the giants or fall on the pile of ore. It's your choice.
I'd like to fall on the giants, and I'm really going to try and fall in their gut.
You look back, Barnabas, and you too, Morven, and you can see that the mage seems to pass by the standing window and look around this area. You guys are too far away out of the aura now for them to actually see you invisibly. Barnabas, you begin to dive, not knowing the direction of Gorgonbort because he seems to be invisible, but Morven, you drop into one of the buckets and continue to go across. You take 50 points of bludgeoning damage as you hit the ground.
The 25?
25 halved because of your rage. So you just hear, would you scream while you rage, or are you doing the traditional Gorgonbort silent rage?
It sounds everyone else, but due to the telepathic link, we all just hear.
It's Doppler effect too. It's like,
Dorby's in my head going, here we go.
I'll say that you actually land adjacent to the giant. So you aim for the giants and you just smack directly in between one of their armpits. And as you poke your head up, you can see that you're almost, it looks like you're being cradled by these giant corpses. You do see that there are two there, and the one that seems to be extremely injured begins to continue to walk upwards into the area where you're from, but he's limping.
I tell them, there's a guy, the one that we thought we killed. He is limping and he's coming towards us and he's coming back up.
Fuck that. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm good. I lay in the in his armpit as if just to lay down for a second, as if you've got you're watching TV with your missile and she's fucking in your armpit. That's me with this joint.
You just put your arms behind your head and relax for a little while. You don't see Gorgonbort Barnabas, but you do hear the connection. So yeah. Would you be intending to land or would you go elsewhere at this point?
No, I'd be going to pick him up and regroup.
Okay, so they're going to see down the bottom if through all the mining noises. They're going to see if through all the mining noises they hear the thunder. No, they don't. So it's almost like it's perfectly timed with someone's pickaxe strike. this mine continues to work around you. You hear the whips cracking. Barnabas, did you say you were going or coming down?
Going all the way down, yep.
Yeah, you can see invisibly Baron Barnabas just goes and lifts up a leg, drops it, goes and lifts up a hand. Ah, there you are.
Okay. So all the other giants are just seeing dead legs go.
So you two can't see each other because you're invisible, but you guys, it's almost like finding your glasses in the dark and eventually you touch each other's hand, but then you flinch and then you go and touch each other's hand again, caressing each other.
Does Rengar notice the guy still there with the mage having a look around? Is that what's going on?
You are in no position to have a look at this moment, but you can advance down that hallway go to the viewing platform if you want. The only risk of that is behind you is the door where you know a giant went before but has not opened yet.
Yeah, well, I want to meet them over there anyway so we can...
Well...
Yeah, and I'll as I get approach the corner there, is that a door? Are they doors I see behind me?
Yes, so that leads into a doorway that you saw light flooding through. A giant went in there before.
Yeah.
The other one traveled straight down past you. But as you get to this balcony, I'll get you to roll a perception check for me.
Yeah, and I'll just say to them as I'm approaching, like, guys, we need to be quick because there's... One person's already just behind me, so we want to make sure we don't get caught out here. And perception?
I'm going to cradle Gorgonbort up and away from... But keeping distance from the viewing platform because I know that mage is there, so...
Hold on. Nat 17 for 23.
You can see that there seems to be this massive ore processing place where pickaxes are just flying in all the different areas and Goliaths seem to be enslaved by these giant enforcers. Directly below you, however, you do see a set of forges that seem to be being fired by two fire giants, and they seem to be smelting different ore into just usable billions.
Yep.
And you can see them being carted up by Goliaths and taken away. And then further down from that, you can see some workshops and and a tool room as well that seems to be full of various different forging equipment.
Yeah.
You're not sure if this forge will be good enough to forge what you need to create. Mm-hmm. They just seem to be mundane blacksmith forges, very similar to the ones that Karen had in his workshop. However, these appear to be a little bit more refined in terms of being created by a race that is designed to blacksmith.
And you said giants were using the forge, or the we're talking frost giants?
No, they're fire giants.
They're fire giants.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you have
fire
seen
giants
only fire giants in this area at this point.
So directly below me here, only fire giants. Is that right? Mm-hmm. How many?
Two that seem to be forging.
On the forge, yep.
But there also seems to be one that seems to be standing between the workshops and the forge.
Okay.
Whipping Goliaths that seem to be taking wheelbarrows worth of iron ore and billions back and forth.
So that's good information. What about when you look down and what we have noticed in this whole area, this just as a general overview, how many frost giants to normal frost Goliaths?
So you're asking about the ratio for Goliaths to giants?
Yeah, just to like if we do want to try and incite a bit of fucking animosity here, do we think looking at this, given that some would be, you know, Rengar would know as a soldier, some would not be wanting to fight and some would probably give it a hot crack. Like,
I'll say roll an insight check with advantage.
Okay. So that's a 19.
So looking at these Goliaths, you can see that they are underfed, pretty much whipped into submission, but there is still a little bit of fight about them. They're doing the task reluctantly. You also notice that these fire giants seem to segregate these Goliaths into groups of no more than 10 per one fire giant, and you think that's for a particular reason. You can see as well that whenever one seems to arise in frustration, they are quickly battered down. It seems these fire giants know that these Goliaths make good slaves, but they need to be handled. It's also why they probably have locked some Goliath away and have some working so they can rotate them in shifts as opposed to having all of them down in this area to then possibly overthrow their oppressors if they need to.
Well, that's what I was, that's what in Rengar's head. He's like, how do we get more of these guys?
We release the guys caged away.
Yep. To try and really cause a massive. We did walk past it originally, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So, yes, you do. But you're all traveling in the opposite direction to that right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we will cut to Morven. Morven, you begin to move across this conveyor belt that seems to be clacking as it does so. Your current what's the fucking word for it? Container?
Mine cart,
thank you.
Yeah.
Your current mine cart seems to be full of ore and you're sitting on top of it. And as you begin to move through, you can see that the cave entrance that this cable disappears into is getting closer and closer. As you look up, you can see probably about 50 feet towards your northwest is the entrance that you can see Rengar sort of, or not see because he's stealthed, but the entrance opposite to the one that you were on before that Rengar's standing at.
So I can't jump to the balcony.
Can you jump 50 feet?
No.
Then no.
Barnabas, you put me in a bucket, not going to the balcony.
It was urgent. But I can put, we're catching up. We're on their way.
Where can I jump? What am I seeing? This is going into, is there another bucket I could jump into?
Feet below you that seems to be 20 feet and off to the left a little bit that seems to be going the opposite way. Or you could travel this through to the wall, or you could attempt to climb the slick surface of the wall or do something to get up there. Or jump out. He survived.
Is there just like a ledge on the wall that I could wait to?
These seem to be like solid stone. It would almost be like climbing a concrete slab. Though it's not impossible, but it's very hard.
All right, so I can't climb. I could go through or jump to a lower bucket. I'd be like, Barnabas, I'm going to jump to another bucket. Can you drop off Gorgs?
Yep.
And then come find me.
All right. I'm also looking for a bucket to drop off Gorg so that he can. I feel like I'm juggling people here.
No bucket, just put him on the balcony. And I don't know where this goes through. Like, I can't see anything beyond.
It seems to be going into the wall of the cave. And then roll a perception check for me, actually. We'll see if you can see or clock where this goes. As you just see Morven, like, looking from the nose up to see where this goes.
17.
Looking through, you can see it goes into the wall for about 15 feet and then it turns a corner. But you do see as well that these carts, as it turns the corner, seem to be increasing in speed, almost as if it's a decline, going down into, like, when the roller coaster drops.
Well, I guess I'm just going to jump into the bucket next to me, or a bit below, going back the other way.
Well, look where it's gone. Is there
Yeah, well,
use some perception.
Can I gauge where this one's going?
Use an insight check.
Insight.
To see where the, or investigation, to see where the cable ferries you across to.
That's the nat 20. What? Of all the rolls for nat 20.
Definitely know where it's going.
Yeah. Well, the problem is my next row is going to be a 1, and that's where I'm jumping, so.
Okay, so you can see that the bucket that appears to be below you to the 20 feet, they all seem to be emptied, and they seem to be traveling in a southwesterly direction. You know that they seem to be going toward the filling station, if you will. So near the ore processing chamber, there seems to be buckets that go along a decline and then slow down as they hit a station, they get filled, and then they go up and into a wall again.
Well, really what I want to do is get down to the ground, wait so Barnabas can juggle people, and then direct him, so like what he did with Gorgs. So I'm going to jump down to the lower bucket and then jump down to the
ground. So roll an athletics or acrobatics check.
Oh, I see what you did there. Negative 20 feet and then 30 feet for a misty step.
Yeah, well, I can't miss. Yep, knew it.
You're fucking kidding.
Was that another one?
No, not quite. The 12.
Okay, so as you begin to, it's not a 15. So as you begin to jump down, gauging the timing and the speed of this, you sort of drop, and as you do, you miss it again by just the smallest amount, and you begin to fall and fall and fall. Are you going to do anything as a reaction before you hit the floor? Because otherwise you'll take 5d6 falling damage. And you'll have to make a concentration check anyway.
Can I, as I'm going past the can I misty step into the bucket instead?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, actually, if I'm getting close to the floor, can I misty... Actually, wait, how packed is this? Where I'm jumping, is it like
empty.
Dead... Like, no, the ore processing chamber. Slaves and giants everywhere, or am I jumping around the middle of them, or near a wall?
If you drop
or?
Into this area, you'll be dropping into the place where Rengar saw forges and ferrying wheelbarrows of Goliaths.
It is getting warmer.
What I'm looking for is somewhere to misty step that's not dead open so I can try to stealth.
Okay, so I'll say that you could probably see that. There are definitely giant-sized benches and tool chests and things that you could go in between. You're currently falling. So you're targeting the bucket to misty step, or you're looking around the ground to misty step, and you've found two suitable locations. So which one are you going
to
go to?
I'm misty stepping to a locale where I can be in a shadow to stealth.
Okay, so as you misty step, I'll say that you do so, and you are now appearing directly underneath one of these workbenches that seems to house tools. You can see that the nearest giant is about 40 feet away from you and seems to have his back turned to you as he's whipping some Goliath slaves. As you do cast that spell, Gorgonbort and Barnabas, you watch as the invisibility just slowly ripples down your form.
How far away are they from Rengar at this stage?
More than 40, 30 feet.
Okay.
We're elevated though as well.
40 feet.
Who looks up? Only architects and engineers look up.
Well, yeah, as soon as you guys hit, you'll get your pass without trace again.
All right. We're aiming for a minecart just so we can't be seen from below.
As they feel the shimmer drop, you're looking to drop in. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're looking for it to be unseen again. So we're going to drop our bodies into a minecart, and then we're going to make our way across.
Okay. Easy enough to do. You jump into the minecart, and you can see it going straight across to the area where you had previously, quote, seen Rengar. Yeah.
And I imagine Morven's telling us where he's dropped down to, so we might regroup with Rengar, and then if he can cast Pass Without Trace, I might duck back down and grab Morven.
Yeah, it's still up anyway.
Bro. Okay. I will just roll perception checks because people are looking for something in this area, but it'll be with disadvantage because who looks up? So that will be 13 for one, and for the mage... 19. So I'll get you two to roll stealth checks as you drop down silently into this bucket. You got to beat a 19 and take into consideration any disadvantages that you have for armor because you're not invisible anymore. No more buffs.
I'm feeling lucky. I feel like we need this. Oh, look at that. I got 17.
Plus?
You got plus one.
Yeah, that's it. 17.
Okay, so they will see you if that's what you're going to keep. You got to beat a 19 because that was the lowest.
Yeah, that was my lucky.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, stealth is terrible.
So I'll say as you begin to drop into the minecart, you both fall down. But as you do, Gorgonbort, your eyes lock towards the balcony that you had previously jumped off, and you can see the mage directly staring at you.
The mage, okay.
As you do. And as they do, you see him just sort of point and then bellow and says, "Intruders! High alert! High alert!" And then to that point, you guys continue to track across in the minecart. You can see that the slavers that seem to be down in this area controlling Goliaths look up and note it, but they have a job to do, so they don't seem to be moving around to try and find these intruders.
I feel I've got to just let these slaves out now. We need some distraction to...
Let's get to pass without trace. We might be able to shake them still.
Yeah, so you're currently traveling toward Rengar, and I'll say that in a matter of 30 seconds, you guys are able to get across to the balcony, and as you look up, you can see that it is about 50 feet again as Morven, 50 feet again to your northwest. There seems to be an opening, or 20 feet below you, there seems to be a bucket traveling the opposite way. So what do you two want to do?
Same scenario. Either go through, climb a wall, or drop into another bucket.
Or pick him up and fly up to the area.
Let's do the least chance of falling is,
Yeah, I'll fly up to Rengar, and then Morven's going to indicate where he is, and I'll, if I've got pass without trace within 30 feet, I'll...
Okay. I'll say, Rengar, you just see your two allies, because they're not invisible anymore, but they jump up. And as you jump up, you can see Rengar's moonlit eyes just sort of peering through the shadow as he makes himself semi-revealed to you, so you guys know that you're all together. So as the three of you reunite, Morven.
We have stealth now.
Yeah, but not invisible.
No.
What are you going to do?
The plan was to chill. Well, say, guys, we've been spotted. Did you guys want to come to me, or is it still a plan to regroup up top? Get back to...
Are we better off going down there? They'll be looking for us up here.
Mm.
So maybe we are better off going down there. There's no good places, I don't think.
Mm.
We can rappel down.
Well, I can fly us down. There's no issue.
Take one, man.
All right. How about, Barnabas, how long will it take you to pick me up, go back, and then at least we're back together in the shortest time, and then we can sort of go through some doors or something, try to lose them?
How far away?
Yeah.
70 feet.
Well... Can you come pick me?
So it was 50 seconds. Feet up and 20 feet to the next bucket, 30 feet down. So 100 feet.
Can you grab me? I am blah, 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 wherever I am.
I will say at this point as well, you guys have been doing some planning, mentally talking for a bit. You guys up the top, the Gorgonbord, Barnabas and Rengar, you'll have to roll stealth. As you can hear, the individual that entered the doors behind you then exit again, and you can see the dark skin and the fiery beard begin to make his way out.
At a plus 10, boys.
So 14 plus 6 is a 20.
18.
21.
41.
Okay, so at this point, you watch as a giant begins to make his way out. He surveys the area, and Barnabas and Rengar, you back off into one side of the corner, and Gorgonbord, you back off into another. He looks towards you and he says,
"Gotcha."
He reaches down with his meaty hand and tries to grapple you. You have to beat. This is you, Gorgonbord. You have to beat a 10 plus 11 is a 21.
A 24.
How do you resist that?
How do I resist it? I basically just kind of flail around and just try,
go. All right. So at that point, as he then draws his sword at you, we'll roll initiative because he's going to fight you to try and take you. He thinks there's only one of you. That's it for this week's episode of D&D Valiant Odyssey. We want to thank you guys for tuning in as always. And this week's episode was Rob as Rengar, Brett as Morven, Trent as Baron Barnabas, and Jacko as Gorgonbord, with me, Aaron, as your Dungeon Master. Now, we have a wonderful growing community over on our socials at Instagram, so we encourage you to go and join it. That link is in the show notes below. It is at D&D Valiant Odyssey Podcast. That is at D&D Valiant Odyssey Podcast. If you go and join that Instagram, you'll see updates on all of our recent episodes. You'll get details on our Patreon. You'll get episode announcements. You'll also get some Dungeons & Dragons information, including some behind-the-scenes looks at cast, crew, and characters. So if you want to join our ever-growing Dungeons & Dragons community, make sure you go and check out our Instagram. If you wanted to support us in a different way, you can be exactly like our good friend Joseph, who is our most recent Patreon subscriber. Thanks, Joseph, for listening to D&D Valiant Odyssey while you drive in your car all the way in the United States. It's people like you that keep the lights on, and we absolutely adore you reaching out to the show. So thank you so much, Joseph. Keep on being valiant. If you want to be as awesome as Joseph, you can sign on to our Patreon as well. That link is in the show notes below. There are 4 tiers that you are able to join at. One of them is indeed a free tier, and it's the best place to go to get all of the exclusive content that D&D Valiant Odyssey has to offer. So once again, thank you, Joe, for joining in the Valiant Odyssey community. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, be valiant.